B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, Morning Court is in session today, and joining us is Kendra. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning.
First of all, before we start, I want to say condolences to your grandmother, who has passed recently, but that is also the reason for your call today, right?
Yes. Well, my grandmother's passed recently. She left me some of her jewelry and, you know, silver, and her full-length chinchilla coat. And yeah, it's beautiful. Everyone I've showed the coat to says the same thing. You're not going to wear that, are you? I'm like, yeah, I am.
Okay.
I don't see what's wrong with it.
Well, you know.
People have very strong feelings about wearing fur.
Right. And this is not artificial, correct? It is a chinchilla coat.
Correct.
Like
it
a
is
classic.
Absolutely authentic.
About 140 chinchillas.
Is that how many it takes?
Yeah.
Good grief. I'm going to tell you from the start, Kendra. I just, full disclosure, my kids have a chinchilla. Her name is Coco.
Do you need a nice muff to go with it?
No.
I'm kidding.
I know my kids would not like this. So I'm just saying. That's where I'm coming from. But hey, you
also know how soft they are, Bob.
Don't get it wet. Don't get your chinchilla wet.
Don't wear it in the rain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So back to it. So you know where we're coming from here. We see them as pets. But anyway, you see it as a nice coat, right?
Listen, the animals have been dead for 40 years. It is a gorgeous coat. I feel like if I throw it out, then those chinchillas, they died in vain.
Okay. All right.
That's an argument.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's cold in winter. This thing is so warm. It's lined in satin.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
gorgeous. I don't want to sell it. You know, it's it's very sentimental to me.
Yeah.
My grandmother worked as a furrier for the United States government.
Really?
Yeah. She was the presidential tailor between JFK and Bush Sr. And she was a furrier. And she was the boss of the man who created the G-suit.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
I have a rabbit fur coat that she made me when I was 5.
Right. Because that was like the style. You'd have like the little outfit, rabbit coat.
I had a rabbit when
muff
I was 5.
And the rabbit.
I'm sorry about your pet.
Okay.
You know, I have very fond memories of her wearing it at holidays and parties, and you know, people are giving me a lot of crap for it. So am I a jerk for wanting to wear it?
Well, I mean, I get the sentimental thing. You didn't go buy it, right? So, I mean, is that.
No, and I wouldn't.
You're going to take a lot of heat. And that's
a
warm
coat. Yes, right.
Yeah.
It's going to get hot under there.
Yeah.
Should she wear it? Is it just too, it's too offensive now?
Something she just leaves in the closet.
Yeah.
Or
touch it.
But you don't want to do that. You want to wear it. I get it. And it's your decision. But it means you also kind of have to live with people's aggression. About it. And
people
will be
think.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder.
All right. So, Kendra, let's make a deal. Why don't you listen to our callers? They can chime in and maybe steer you one way or the other with the coat. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I like her style, though, because she is, you know, it's sentimental.
Yeah.
And it's her grandmother. So, I mean, I get that. All right, Kendra, stay tuned. You never know what you're going to hear. 888-410-1057. Any advice or thoughts for Kendra this morning? Kendra, stay tuned.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, Kendra seems like she wants to wear it, obviously. I don't think she's that scared, but, you know, still, let's take the pulse. 888-410-1057. What do you think about Kendra's Morning Court today? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's Boston's own Cars, just what I needed. I tell you what, Kendra, this is just what she needed today. To come to Morning Court, her grandmother passed recently, left her classic vintage fur coat. Everybody in her circle of friends says, no, you can't wear that. You know, all this PETA issues, and you might get people, you know, upset, throwing paint at it. You never know these days. It's crazy. So she's reluctant, but right now, so far, it's kind of going her way. Laura, we'll start with you. What do you think, Laura?
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Think she should wear her grandmother's chinchilla coat. It's a memory of her grandmother. It's something that they did 40 years ago. My mother had a mink stole. It's what they did back in that generation. So more power to her. And if people frown upon it, well, I understand because I'm an animal lover and I get it. But times were different 40 years ago. And she should not have to be afraid to wear something that's beautiful. It represents her grandmother and it's vintage.
All right.
That's what I would do.
Well, good. She's loving this. I'm telling you. Thank you, Laura. Have a great day. Let's go to Mike now. Mike, what's your opinion of Kendra's case today?
Well, I think just signaling the intention to wear it has already made her a lightning rod. I think she'd mothball it so that everybody doesn't direct their grief at her. Mm. And then in a year's time, bring it out, say, you know, have a sentimental remembrance ceremony and say, you know, in honor of her, I'm going to start to wear this. At that time, people's grief will have passed and it will be a sentimental gesture they'll appreciate.
Nope. Okay, so it's just mothball it for a year, like a battleship. Okay, I get it. Take it out when as needed. Maybe she'll consider doing that, because I think anybody who sees her wear it now, they're going to give her a hard time, at least her circle of friends. But that's good, Mike. We'll pass it on. Okay, Sarah, what do you think about Kendra's grandma's fur coat?
I say definitely wear it. It has sentimental value. It has a great history. She knows all about the coat and her grandmother, and nobody has to know it's real. Just lie if anybody asks or if anyone's offended. They make great fake fur coats now. She could totally play it off that it's not real. Only she knows about it or her close friends, and I would wear it with pride.
You know what? And it might still smell like grandma. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Some old
Jeanette.
Probably smells like that, right?
As long as it's not mothballs, she's okay.
No, I know. Mike was just figure of speech. I hope he wasn't going to mothball
it. And it is so old, it's probably delicate. Maybe it's just the special occasions you break it out anyway. Oh, yeah. It's not like she's wearing it every day.
No.
Right.
You know? No, that's right. Tis the season, holiday party. Yep. Sarah, that's the kind of friend she needs. Good call. Thank you very much. Okay? Is it Emma?
Emma, yeah.
Hi, Emma. What do you think?
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think of Kendra's dilemma?
I think she should wear it whenever she wants. I myself have a beaver, a long one that was given to me, and when it's brutally cold out, I wear it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you had the beaver coat?
I probably had it about 15 years.
Oh. Was it a gift, or did you buy it?
Yeah, it was a gift. Someone gave it to me, yeah, because they had multiple coats.
Wow.
But it's so warm. It keeps you toasty on those, you know, those winter wind chill freezing days. You know?
Yeah.
Well, you ever feel like gnawing on wood or anything?
No, not that I can.
Take down a tree out back, anything? No.
Emma.
You say, damn it, I'm wearing the beaver coat.
Emma says, damn it, I'm wearing it. All right. So far, I'm telling you, it's kind of going in her direction as far as wearing it. So that's good. If anybody has a different opinion or idea, feel free to call 888-410-1057. Hey, this is what LBF's doing today, Brian.
Oh!
Yeah, a little sleigh ride. Yeah, she's going to take a sleigh ride up there in New Hampshire.
Yeah, bring your nag.
Yeah, I think she did. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob. LBF's on vacation. And Brian and I just holding down the fort, trying to help poor Kendra.
How many bones do sharks have?
What is that? Okay, that was the wrong one. That was the old Super Smart. Okay, here we go. So we're trying to help out Kendra today. In case you missed it on Morning Court, her grandmother recently passed, left her a very nice mink/fur coat, and she's reluctant to wear it because everybody in her circle of friends is saying, no, don't wear it. It's you know, a relic of the past. People aren't doing that. Of course, you know all the folks who would not like to see it from the PETA people and so forth. Don't want to see that on the streets. So that's what she's hearing. So what do you say? 888-410-1057. So far, everybody has said, you know, go ahead, wear the coat. So she's loving what she's hearing so far. But if you want to chime in, not too late to do that. 888-410-1057. Hi, ROR, what do you say?
I would keep it for sure for the sentimental, but I don't think I would wear it.
No.
The only other thing maybe is to wear it and lie that it's not real.
Yeah, that's true. What, this whole thing? No, it's not real. It's faux.
Exactly. No, who is chinchilla anymore? Yeah. Nobody. Are you kidding me?
Faux fur. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I don't think people would know because nobody really knows.
It's so out of style now, I think, that it might be like one of those things where people would just think it's, like you said, a faux fur. But,
exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Stacey. You have a great day, okay? All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. So far, it's all going her way. It's just about 8 o'clock. It's 80s and more. 105.7 WROR coming up. We're going to play Super Smart. LBF's on vacation, so we will ask the questions. Maybe today we get a winner for $1,000. That's coming up next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:26 on this Friday, the 10th of December. Going to be 44 today. 62 tomorrow. That's crazy. So enjoy that. You're out. Maybe a little bit of rain, but still not bad shopping weather. Hey, we talked to Kendra this morning for Morning Court. Now, her dilemma was she recently inherited a fur coat from her grandmother who just passed. It's a beautiful vintage fur coat. She loves it. But everybody in her circle of friends says you can't wear that. That's antiquated. And, you know, you're going to get in trouble with people. You might even get attacked. Paint thrown at you. You just don't wear it.
Yeah.
For a lot of either ethical reasons or safety reasons. So what to do? Should she wear it? And so far, everybody has said, pretty much, wear it, okay?
Yeah, she's getting good support.
She's going to love it, okay? So let's say Trish. What do you say, Trish?
Screw him.
Okay.
Wear it. I have my grandmother's three-quarter length mink. I got her full-length mink. I got her fur stoles. It's like a hug from her. And people have no right...
It probably still smells like your grandmother, right?
Actually, it does. The stole does smell like her.
Isn't that amazing?
Too.
All right.
But it is. And, you know, I understand people don't like, you know, animal rugs and this. But first of all, it's sustainable in a recyclable environment.
Yeah.
And secondly, it's none of their business.
That's right. She'll be glad
she
to hear that.
Tell them, you go have a marvelous day. Can't abide.
Thank you, dear. Okay, bye-bye. Hi, Debbie. What do you think about Kendra's fur dilemma?
Must wear that coat. That coat is worth so much money.
Yeah.
And the heck with what people think. Mm-hmm. You should just wear whatever you want. You know how many cows it took to make Lady Gaga's dress?
No, my God, the meat dress. Yeah. Yeah, that was...
You know, it's just... It's
at least you could eat the...
coat. Yes, they're packed. I have a mink. I wear it all the time.
No,
it's
kidding.
Warm and toasty.
Does anybody give you a hard time? You ever hear any guff from anybody? Not a problem.
None of their business.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wear the coat. If she doesn't want it... Oh, I started screaming when she said she might throw it away.
Well,
can't happen.
Yeah, because everybody in her circle is saying no. That's why she called us. So she's going to like our circle better.
Bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better circle.
Better circle.
Call me.
Thanks, Debbie.
Tell her to call me. I'll wear my mink. We'll go out together.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
Debbie from New Hampshire. I love it. Thanks, Deb. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Hi, Jen. You've got an interesting idea.
Yeah. I have a coat from my grandmother. My mother, actually. My son's grandmother. And, I am thinking about having it made into a blanket or a couple of pillows.
Wow. So is it because you don't want to wear it or you don't, right?
Yeah, I don't really have a place to wear it. And I'm certainly not going to throw it away or give it away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful. And I think it would make a beautiful throw, actually.
Wow. A sentimental throw.
Yeah.
And right. Warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? You know, why not just wear it around the house, though, at that point? Right? Yeah, it's kind of like a slanket, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just
slanket.
Yeah, make it a
slanket. This is my fur slanket.
Yeah. Why not? People come over. Jeez, Jen. Where are you going? Nowhere.
Where am I going right now?
No, with your slanket.
You could make a pocket to hold your popcorn.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I'll ask you, Jen. Where are you going right now?
I'm going to work in Ipswich.
Ipswich. Love it up there. Love Ipswich.
Beautiful.
What do you do up in Ipswich?
I work at Windhill Realty as operations manager.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for listening to our little show. We appreciate that.
Yeah. I hope she does something with the coat because I understand the sentimental value.
Yeah, so the bottom line, don't throw it out. Find a use for
don't
it.
Don't throw it
repurpose
out.
It. No okay. Way. All right, Jen, have a great day.
You too.
Okay, very fun. Love Ipswich. Okay, Brian, you did you hear from Kendra? Did she chime back in at all?
Yeah, I think she appreciated the support
okay.
from everyone.
Yeah.
And she's going to break it out for special occasions. You know, the Christmas parties are coming up. She's going to wear it out for special occasions.
Test the waters.
Yeah.
I mean, not literally, but, you know, because you can't get them wet. But, I mean, just, you know, but just see if she gets any grief for wearing it. But,
I think it was the push she needed.
She appreciated the support. She said. All right. Well, we appreciate Kendra coming to Morning Court. That's great. I think, like she said, just wear it for special occasions, see how it goes. Nice. Thanks for all your help today. Coming up, Scott Zolak is going to chime in. Now, the Patriots are on a bye, but we're going to talk about what happened in Buffalo, how that experience was. Plus, LBF's got a question.
And a Christmas party.
We had a Christmas party Saturday at Encore. And when we say Scott Zolak stole the show, no, I mean he literally stole the show. Okay. All right, that's coming up next. And stick around for that, because right after, we're going to make Scott Zolak give away tickets to Genesis. So stay with us for that. It's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.